to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, live from the studios of RBN on this 10th day of May. It is Wednesday, 2006. And do we have John Sharp? We do, but he's not on the screen. You'll get him on the screen. Well, I already know he's on, so it's redundant to put him on the screen. Gosh, and I was having such a good day. At any rate, John Sharp, good afternoon, sir.
Hello, how are you? I don't know if you can hear me or not, but I can hear you just fine.
No, you're coming through 5x5.
Perfect.
Is he still there? There you are.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good. You want to sell?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good deal. All right. You heard my little tirade here about the illegals coming across.
I did.
What do you think about that?
Well, I probably missed the opening context, but
Opening context is any of those that aid and abet and knowingly are allowing these illegals to come in here are breaking the law, and there is under the Title 8, Chapter 12, Subchapter 2 here that fine and imprisonment. So I guess that pretty much makes them lawbreakers.
Yep, it does. But that's just one more small detail on the long roster of. Long roster of problems, if you hold them, you really hold them accountable from the standpoint of what's written in our laws. I mean, that's the problem. I think we got so many of them that they're not enforced, they're ignored, they're avoided, so I don't disagree with you at all, but it's just one more notch on the belt, so to speak.
Well, it's a big notch.
Yep.
We've got, and they're under-reporting these. By the way, you've got something going on with your phone. Can you hear that in your ear?
No, I'm hearing you just fine. I don't know if you need me to try a different phone or I think everything's crystal clear on your end.
Okay, I think you have to try another phone because we're getting some. It sounds like some electrical interference or something in your phone.
Hold on, let me see. Try a different one.
Okay.
How's that? Any better?
There we go. Not a good voice quality, but hopefully it won't scratch on us. Okay, the contention is that we got a major problem here. They're underreporting the 11 million. They keep reporting this 11 million illegals, and out of a country of 300 million, that doesn't sound like a whole lot. So we can work this out, and we can make some adjustments and. But no, they're not even honest enough to report the actual numbers in this country. Some people are saying now minimally 30 million, and I think it's somewhere between 30 and 40 million. I say 40 million, and just wait a few minutes, it'll probably be that number. But more importantly, when they get here, start making these little anchor babies. I mean, in short order, in one generation, instead of 30 million, we could have upwards to 50 or 60 million illegals in this country. And there's no slowing down in sight. Unless we come up with some aerosol-sprayed birth control or something, I don't know. We'll be back on the other side with my guest today, John Sharp. Everybody stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Hi, this is John Stavler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out, and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
John, what set me off, you asked what the context was. What set me off about this was a story that came out in Island Valley Daily Bulletin, article by Sarah Carter, that they have three documents on the Mexican Secretary of Foreign Relations website that the U.S. Border Patrol is to notify the Mexican government as to the location of Minutemen and other civilian Border Patrol groups when they participate in apprehending illegal immigrants. And it goes on and on and on. So this, in my mind, this is directly implicating them in an illegal activity, making it easier for the drugs and the illegals coming over into this country. I mean, this is, you know, number one, it's their job to protect our borders, protect the citizens of this country. We are being literally invaded by an army, and it's just not the more extreme that the media doesn't like to talk about, these La Raza Reconquista clowns. They say that it's just not California, New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas that they want back. No, no, no. It's Idaho and parts in between. They want about a third of the country back. So here we have them overtly participating in aiding and abetting these illegals coming over the border. I think that is criminal. At the very least, they should be able to not play politics anymore in our sandbox, and they should be sent home.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, that's, as I say, I mean, I didn't mean to trivialize it by saying it's just one thing on the long list, but you know my axe to grind is the war, and given how our leadership has behaved in, you know, misrepresenting, if not outright lying, our way into a conflict that was unnecessary and unjustified, you know, nothing really shocks me anymore, unfortunately. It doesn't mean that there isn't a lot of... you know, justifiable anger we ought to feel so that we get off our collective, you know what, to do something about it.
Well, and there's,
but,
yeah.
But it's certainly not shocking. I guess that was my point, given what they've done in the area of foreign affairs, the idea that they're just as delinquent domestically is not a surprise. Although it's a good reminder, I suppose, and this is why you bring it up, because the right to quote-unquote, whatever that means, still continues to insist that, you know, that the administration, you know, represents the red states, et cetera, et cetera. And I think we need to, anything we can do to end that myth is a good thing.
Yeah, playing patty cake with politics. Well, John, what I say about politics is when they're collectively ignoring the Constitution.
We
would have a part-time federal legislature, state legislatures, if they weren't working overtime with all their bills and the laws, codified laws, statutory laws, everything else that goes against the grain and the intent of the federal and state constitutions,
right.
We literally could save a whole lot of money and minimize the damage that they do by making them part-time legislatures.
Yeah. No, there's no question.
Well, and on the issue here, here's a nice little segue of Iraq, the illegality of that war, what it was all about. You know, they're protecting the Iraqi border from Iranians and the insurgents that want to come into Iraq to join forces against the resistance of the American occupation.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. government's over there protecting the Iraqi border.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
Yeah, well, and it just makes your larger point, I suppose. I didn't hear it, but I don't think you would disagree that, you know, where is our focus and what's our real concern? Is it... these misadventures overseas, you know, I mean, literally, it's about as far away on the other side of the globe as you can get. Or are we going to clean up our own messes, of which there are certainly plenty to clean up back here?
Right. And you're right. There is so much on the plate. And this is what I tried to get across to the listening audience the other day. We don't have to go out there and invent stuff. It's all sitting there right now. My plate's full, and I haven't even gone halfway through the smorgasbord here.
Yeah. Well, there's no question about it. And, I mean, that's from our standpoint, from the war, you know, having looked into that in great detail, there is an obvious, and this may dovetail with what you were driving at also, there's such an obvious disregard for the rule of law. I mean, we pay so much lip service to, you know, spreading freedom really means, you know, with these other countries, they're backwards, and these ragheads that run the place, they don't know what they're doing, and they just tyrannize everyone, and there's no respect for the law, right? There's no rule of law. There's no... And that's, I mean, I don't know if you hear it. I hear it continually that supposedly the glories of this system of ours is that people are loyal to a document, i.e. to the Constitution, or to a, you know, to a concept, to this notion of the rule of law. Everybody's equal before the law. There's no special favors or none of that. And of course, I mean, they've succeeded in making a mockery of that whole notion.
But John, you and I are still out here playing by the rules. You're not you don't intentionally break laws, neither do I.
Yeah.
And here we are. And my analogy about this is that call Team A American citizens. Team B being the United States government and all their cronies and henchmen.
Yeah.
They've made up a different set of rules. We're still on the field playing by the good rules.
Yeah.
They've made up new rules and we're getting our butts kicked.
Yep.
Now I'm a little bit amazed here. I mean I'm in constant fascination with the situation because we're always told to be good little boys and pay our taxes and don't make any noise and just keep our nose to this grindstone and our country's leaders will take care of everything.
Yeah, it's a little too convenient, isn't it?
Yeah, just a hair. On the subject of Iraq, the run up to Iran is not going on schedule. They've been pushing this thing back, pushing it back. We here at the network, we've been getting people telling us about troop movements, various things being activated inside the military for the run-up and the possible invasion of next Iran. But, John, they keep evidently this is a political hot button that if George Bush does this, they may call for a public I don't know, hanging of this guy or something.
Yeah, I just get the impression it's a little bit too much for them to, you know, it's too big a bite for them to take at the moment, which isn't to rule out the, you catalog, obviously, a lot of their incompetence or will go beyond that bad will in terms of all these domestic things, of which immigration is just one on the long list. But
FDR said there's no accidents in politics.
Yeah. But you get the impression that following through on that, I mean, they also are fairly calculating. They've obviously demonstrated that they can work the political machine fairly well, and they know just about what they can get away with and how far they can push it. And I think we're at the point now where, you know, you see the constant the spin machine is in high gear in terms of trying to convince everyone that the war in Iraq is still on track. You know, we're turning yet another corner. I mean, you go around so many corners, it's just making laps around the same.
Well, yeah.
You know,
how many lefts can you take and you end up in the same spot?
Exactly. Yeah. I think we passed the same spot several times, but I think there's enough demonstrated concern, you know, about continuing to push that line that that the business with Iraq has, you know, and it ebbs and flows. I mean, I'm not going to by any means go out on a limb and say, oh, well, you know, we've had some kind of minor victory where we've been able to hold them off on Iran. I mean, I think if anything, it's a holding pattern, and we have to just, you know, hope that things continue in the same direction. All I'm observing, I'm sure you're seeing the same thing, is that this this kind of drumbeat seems to have just reached a kind of plateau where, you know, you continue to hear the same messages, but it's not approaching a crisis where, you know, if we don't solve this by next week, we're going to bomb you.
Right. Well, and what do you, John, I wanted to ask you specifically, the president of Iran, I can't say the guy's last name. I wish they get a new president. The guy would change his name.
Right.
But he sent an 18-page letter to George Bush, and he's been making overtures that he wants to talk. We're still keeping up that drumbeat, as you called it, that, you know, that they've got to do this and they've got to do that, and they're evil people, and coming up for anybody from Donnie Rumsfeld to Condoleezza Rice, it doesn't matter, George Bush, they're all the same, they're all pumping the same message out there. But here's a country that says, look, I think diplomatically we can solve this problem here. Let's talk.
Yeah.
Now, that was either a brilliant political strategy on the part of the president of Iran, or this guy really doesn't want to see tens of thousands of his countrymen mowed down by the U.S. military machine.
Yeah, I'm sure it's all of the above, and I did not read the entire letter, but I think there's a translation of it that was running on one of the French newspapers, so it's out there, or at least an alleged translation, because, you know, you never know whose word are we taking through these things.
Yeah,
exactly. But The response from the administration was basically, well, this is all irrelevant. He hasn't addressed the fundamental question, which is, how is he going to, you know, what is he going to do to give up his pursuit of nuclear weapons, which is kind of one of these, have you stopped beating your wife yet things.
Right.
I mean, one of the unanswered questions still is, you know, does he want a nuclear weapon or not, or is he really just pursuing nuclear power under the rights that he has in terms of the nonproliferation protocols? But so that's, to me, that's the entering argument. And like always, we start at about question seven, when in terms of our approach to other nations, we ought to be at question one, namely, what are some of these premises that we have to establish before we can then go around and make accusations? But assuming, let's stipulate that, take at face value the contents of the letter, a lot of it was these much broader sort of long-standing grievances in terms of the situation with Israel and the Palestinians, which we're all very familiar with. And then it was a kind of gentle rebuke, where he's saying, look, how many other nations besides ours are you going to run over with your kind of belligerence before you think the rest of the world gets kind of annoyed with you? And happily, it was not a Bin Laden-esque kind of, you know, we're going to cause mayhem in the streets of Idaho or whatever if you don't all convert to Islam, which I mean even those messages I'm frankly personally very skeptical of. I don't know that that's Bin Laden.
And I am also, because you know what we're being told here, John, that it's the more extreme element, which comprises a very small percentage, that wants the entire world to be of the Islamic faith, otherwise the infidels die.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, and what at what point here do they, have they amassed enough military strength or political power to carry off that. They haven't, and nor do I think that they really want to.
No, I agree with you 100%. I think that's a useful position for the administration. It just serves their aim.
Okay, we got a break. We'll be right back.
Headline news: the much anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion: if we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England? And the concentration camps throughout history? They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one National Populist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Before I forget here, tonight at the Truth Seekers meeting, tonight at 7 p.m. at China Emperor on West William Cannon, that's corner of Congress and William Cannon, folks, featuring Dr. Jake Wade of the Little Red Schoolhouse, which you hear the ads on this network, and a DVD showing of David J. Smith's Mr. Dictator, Give Our Country Back. So, again, that's China Emperor at 7 p.m., corner of Congress and William Cannon down here in beautiful downtown Austin, Texas. Jake Wade and the showing of David J. Smith's Mr. Dictator, Give Us Our Country Back. All right. With us, John Sharp, and the 2-volume set of Neocon and Neocon Again. And this is centered around the Iraq mess, but there's also other good dovetailing information in there. John, where are they going to go? Where is this administration going to go now? Rummy has been recently called out in front of a press conference on CNN, and basically the gentleman said that, hey, you lied about this, and you're still lying.
Yeah, it was really an incredible moment, and that's, you know, he's been on your program. You've had
Ray Griffith,
Ray McGovern on your show.
Yeah, McGovern, I'm sorry.
And you know, was really incredible to, and this has happened a couple of times before. The thing that's so surprising, I was surprised and I was glad to see the mainstream media make such a fuss about it, because one of there's a little comment in our book. In fact, I think in, it's the introduction to Ray's essay that we put in, where some couple of years ago, probably in 04, when the secretary was on one of the morning shows, I think it was whichever one Bob Schieffer does, that Face the Nation, maybe?
Yeah, it's one of those CBS hack
jobs. One of the morning, the Sunday morning shows. Mm-hmm. And somebody said, I think the host said to Rumsfeld, well, you know, if there were no weapons, as it turns out, I mean, why was this an imminent threat? I mean, why do we have to do something about it, you know, right now? And Rumsfeld says, oh, I never said imminent. You know, this is a, he is, I remember his quote, word for word, this is a bit of media folklore that you and a few critics have come up with. And, you know, his kind of typically dismissive sort of, don't bother me with the facts, these silly questions. And
right.
Tom Friedman, who I'm not a huge fan of, but anyway, was on and had a few quotes, just like Ray did, right in his pocket, and just started reading his words back to him. And, you know, God help the guy, he just babbled. He sat there literally for a half a minute and just stammered. And it's, I mean, I think these are important moments. But, again, my question, I suppose, to Joe Sixpack is, you know, where the old phrase, where is the outrage? I mean, it doesn't get any more blatant than that. I mean, it would be wonderful if we had a real impeachment proceeding where, you know, to, I know a lot of people say, oh, impeachment, you know, it's just craziness. But at the end of the day, it is just a rational, normal constitutional proceeding where built into the Constitution, there is this remedy for the legislative branch to correct an executive branch that has potentially gone beyond its limits. I mean, even to start an impeachment is not to say the president's guilty. It's like a grand jury, as you well know, where you just start investigating. Is there evidence of a crime? And of course, that's what happened with Clinton. He was impeached, but then it's up to the follow-on process to decide what, if any, action is going to be taken. You know, again, it's just the same as a grand jury. I guess that's the analogy I've always heard, where, you know, they determine whether there's evidence for further, you know, real criminal right. prosecution.
Well, and to further, and we were told, well, this was just breakdown in communications between the intelligence agencies, and we're going to wave our magic wand, and we're going to consolidate and streamline and put systems in, and everybody's going to be able to talk to everybody in real time, and everybody's going to understand the same lingo, and on and on and on.
Yeah, no, they'll all just be great afterwards.
Yeah, and it's all going to be perfect, and we're going to run a perfect country, and we're not going to have any idiots in the pipeline anywhere. Well, you know, this is how desperate they're getting. Our wonderful CIA director had to step down. He had to quit because he's involved in some political shenanigans and, you know, makes tailhook scandal look
right.
like, you know.
Yeah, it looks like a walk in the a picnic with Boy Scouts.
I'm telling you. So what does Bush do? Well, he decides he's going to go get a four-star general and put him in the head of the civilian agency.
Yeah, Mr. Listen in on your phone calls.
Well, right? and it's nice to know that this person, he made the statement. He said at the National Security Agency, which he was attached to, at the NSA, we fully understand what the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution means.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Except one thing. He forgot the probable cause thing, which
right.
everything is based on. Homeland Security, Patriot Act, all this snooping and pooping, everything else. It's the probable cause issue that they conveniently left out.
Mm-hmm.
But he's trying to plug this clown into the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there has been a separation.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
military versus civilian. Civilians are supposed to declare the wars. The military people are supposed to follow the civilian orders and go fight those wars.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, John, when you said separation, you were going to say separation of some of these brains from reality. I'm sure you wouldn't deny that.
Oh, I will never make the mistake of calling these people idiots because
yeah.
they know exactly what they're
yeah.
doing.
Yeah. Well, in my impression, correct me if I'm wrong or if you disagree, but the real success, and I mean success in the Machiavellian sense. In other words, they've been efficient and effective at achieving their aims, not that I have any use for any of those aims, is that when they are on the ropes, they do more of exactly the same thing. And this business with the CIA director is a perfect example of that. Rather than start reflecting and saying, gee, maybe we need to correct our course, they stay on course and say, full steam ahead. We'll just make matters worse. And I think for them it's a kind of political initiative, a momentum to prove that they're right.
Well, yeah, and let's rearrange a few more deck chairs on the SS Titanic here.
Or the Hindenburg, right?
Full speed ahead, damn the icebergs. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The counsel to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Foreign ministers of major powers failed to come up with a joint strategy for dealing with Iran after Tehran sought to influence the negotiations with a stunning last-minute diplomatic maneuver. What they don't say is that it was the 18-page letter that was sent over to George Bush. And, you know, folks, what is not being talked in the news about ever is, of course, the roadmap to peace for our Israeli buddies over there. Isn't it ironic? Every country we're going after just happens to be on the hit list for Israel. Now, this was drawing so much heat worldwide that Israel was being implicated in this love fest between the United States and Israel, that Israel was starting to get heat on this deal, and they tried a couple of weeks ago to try to tone it down and separate themselves a little bit here. Oh, no, we don't have any plans on nuking Iran. They've said it over and over again. Even the White House said, we're not closing any option, folks. Let's go out there and just nuke those little ragheads. They're not cooperating. And, John, I don't know if I mentioned this to you or not when you've been on the program before, but this non-proliferation treaty, does this mean that Iran cannot have any nuclear weapons, or they got to get a rubber stamp from somebody to have nuclear weapons simply as a defense, a deterrent against Israel that has over 400 nuclear weapons?
Well, my understanding is that it's kind of a carrot and stick thing, where the treaty was designed and conceived by the folks that held by the nuclear powers to try to encourage other nations not to become nuclear powers. When I say nuclear powers, I mean, get a hold of nuclear weapons or develop nuclear weapons. And the incentive was, we, the sort of first world powers that possess nuclear weapons and also possess nuclear energy technology, will make accessible to you the nuclear energy technology in exchange for your pledge to not become a nuclear weapons possessing power. So when nations agree that they're going to follow that non-proliferation regime, that's supposed to be the deal. The first world puts at their disposal whatever they need to have a domestic, energy-producing system that's based on nuclear power in exchange for a pledge, basically, to not develop or obtain nuclear weapons. Obviously, I think you raised a very, very good point. As I said earlier on, we always seem to start from our foreign affairs standpoint at the fifth, sixth, or seventh question and not the first one, which is, and this is my argument even with Saddam. I mean, people, weapons of mass destruction. To me, the question we never asked was it even legitimate to expect that in the face of a hostile Iran and Israel that Saddam was going to completely disarm and not want to defend himself? The weapons, I think the existence of these weapons are reprehensible. It's a shame that they are in the world that we live in, but they are, and as you say, Israel's armed to the teeth, and we certainly are overflowing with them. So is it legitimate to expect a nation like Iran in the face of Israel that's armed to the teeth to just disarm? I mean, that I think is a reasonable question, but the specific issue is all this fuss about their centrifuges and uranium enrichment, et cetera, anything they do that can be that can contribute to the development of a domestic nuclear energy industry is perfectly within their rights. There's no argument about that.
Well, and there's another way to look at this, strategically speaking. Now, the United States is saying that, they're in violation and they're trying to develop nuclear weapons, this, that, and the other. I am one to say that if your neighbor has a bigger stick than you do, well, you better have your own stick. It may not be as big, but it can inflict some damage.
Yeah.
Now, if Iran wants to develop a couple of nuclear weapons, in my mind, what this does, it ups the ante of responsibility.
Mm.
Not necessarily as being a threat, because now if you do have a few nuclear weapons laying around for defensive purposes and defensive purposes only, well, then that ups the ante. Now you're entering into the nuclear realm. And we've gone through, we crunched the programs, computer programs, over and over and over again. We're all familiar with the mutually assured destruction, the MAD program, how that goes. So if Iran wants to have a couple of nuclear weapons, they had better step up and be extremely responsible, because the only thing that this is going to do is invite the ire of nuclear powers that if they step into that box and they start swinging, they're going to get punched back and knocked out. So there's a couple of different ways to look at this. I'm with you. It's a shame that the United States was the first aggressor and only nation on the face of this planet to ever be an aggressor with a nuclear weapon. But since that time, no other nation on planet Earth has ever used a nuclear weapon against another country. Ever. So here we are. They want their limited war. They want everybody that they don't like necessarily, unless they change the regime or they democratize them or get the IMF in there or set up corporations and put Mickey D's on every corner.
Right.
Until that point, these people are being told that you cannot do this. Any country that has the whim or the wherewithal, like the United States, to come in and regime change because we don't like your attitude and you're not part of the world community, I say let them build some nuclear weapons.
Yeah. Yeah. That's... Well, I think, interestingly, agreement with your position comes from perhaps surprising quarters. I don't know if you've saw in the news, it wasn't a lot of coverage. I was surprised, but General McCaffrey, Barry McCaffrey, retired 4-star who was a general, I think a 2-star in the first Gulf War,
right,
just came back from Iraq, was there through, I think for a week, like the 10th to the 17th or something of last month, filed a trip report, which those kind of guys do, they mailed to colleagues of his at West Point. And basically, even there's a lot of rah-rah sort of boosterism, to use the word of a friend of mine that he mentioned. I think it was very appropriate, you know, the finest troops ever, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you know, fine, no one disputes that. But buried in there was a lot of sobering commentary about some reality, if you will. One of the things was, the rest of the region is getting a little nervous because of all this drumbeat in terms of Iran. And our partner nations there, if you will, all the ones around Iraq and even the current Iraqi government, the one that we put into power that you could argue even is not even legitimate, they're all getting a little nervous and they will not support another war. And if the Iranian people collectively decide that they are going to become a nuclear power, there's nothing we're going to do to stop it, or certainly nothing we should do if we have any, you know, grasp of the reality of our strategic situation. And at the end of the day, there's no reason to panic about that, because it's exactly what you said, John. We dealt with the Russians for 50 years. We've dealt with other nuclear powers who aren't necessarily in our back pocket. I mean, the whole situation with India and Pakistan is volatile, and they haven't obliterated each other. We better just approach this with the understanding that there are some realities that we have to face, and you don't go around shaping reality by just wiping people off the globe on a whim.
And this whole idea, we have seen a restructuring of the ideology of the government here, that we are now in a position to preemptively act against any nation for the security of our global community.
Mm-hmm.
Read that, the New World Order. Okay,
yeah.
That's the bottom line there. Some people don't like that. They figure it's too simplistic. But this is what's going on. And I saw the phony arguments, John, put forth about, the United States just wants to be an empire, just like the Brits were in the Middle East. And I'm looking at this, and I'm going, you know, this is total hogwash. Total hogwash.
Yeah.
You know, the imperialism, and the United States wants to do, and they want to pattern themselves as being a world power, and they want to go in. No. I mean, this government is four square. New World Order, globalism, Illuminists, call them what you want. I don't care what you want to call them.
Right.
It's the cabal that want to set up this world government.
Bad guys with capital B, capital G.
There you go. And that the fact that George Bush was just somehow getting a little exuberant, if we can use that term, irrationally so.
Yeah.
Somehow that he was just trying to build a little empire outside of the realm of the global governance people.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at that and I thought, you know what? They're trying desperately to push every button that they can out there, and so far it's not working. I am pleased to no end, and I don't care if Condoleezza talks herself white out there, and I don't care if Rumsfeld talks himself sober at the next dinner party. It doesn't matter, because the world opinion is now coming back on the United States, our own people here in the United States, our own soldiers on the ground in Iraq. Over 70% of them, John, said, you know what, this is garbage, we want to come home.
Yeah.
You know, and let's bring it back in focus here in the United States. I went to a rally here up in Crawford, Texas this past Saturday. It was an interesting mix of political bedfellows up there.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them wouldn't know a bad guy from a George Bush sitting in a bush. I mean, they really wouldn't. But they did know one thing. They didn't like the idea of the illegals coming into this country unfettered and the government supporting them and the tax dollars coming out of our pockets to support this invasion. On that, they did agree, and I was very glad of that. But as I look at the situation, I am, John, just thoroughly amazed. Some people up there were actually advocating placing our military on our border. And I'm asking them, and I kept saying to them, I said, you know what? Be careful what you ask for, because you may get it. On the WhiteHouse.gov, let me pull up this paper here. You're going to love this one. On WhiteHouse.gov, on the implementation plan for the national strategy for pandemic influenza, read that into that bird flu, whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they said. The statutory authority is an exception to the Posse Comitatus Act, 18 U.S.C. 1385, that was written in 2002, authorizing the military to make arrests, conduct searches, and perform other traditional law enforcement functions. There is your police state at the command of the President of the United States.
Yeah, nice.
Now, and I said to these people, I said, be careful what you're asking for, because you just may get it, in violation of Posse Comitatus. And I don't care if those soldiers, American soldiers, are standing on that border, not going to be standing on the line or in Mexico. They're going to be on U.S. soil.
Mm-hmm.
What should be done is to shut down this Iraq debacle, shut it down now, shut it down in Afghanistan, get these troops here. And by the way, let's give the boys a little bit of rest for about 30 days, and let's put the National Guard on our borders.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah, and put the defense back into the Defense Department.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I mean, to me, because that's the bottom line. I mean, there was a famous Marine Corps general, you ought to look him up, named Smedley Butler, World War One hero, most highly decorated officer in World War One, who, when he came back, ran for Congress, I think, or a local office, and wanted to propose an amendment to the Constitution that said the Navy cannot, you know, go away from our borders by some nominal figure, 200 nautical miles, 300. The Army cannot leave, is forbidden from leaving, deploying outside of the continental United States. You may want to, you know, quibble with that. There are maybe tweaks that we would do because we're in the 21st century and not the 20th, but at the end of the day, I think his heart was 1,000% in the right place. The idea being this standing army, of which, as we said, our founding fathers were skeptical anyway, exists to defend us and not to, you know, go around remaking the globe. And to me, the tragedy of it all is you think of these 2,500 kids, American kids, not to denigrate or downplay the Iraqi suffering, but, you know, at the end of the day, I think the thing that should register with the American people is at least our own youth that's been sacrificed for this misadventure. These guys took an oath to defend the Constitution, and they end up dying, you know, 4,000 miles away for what ends up being a pack of lies, sadly.
Well, you know, this whole Middle East thing. Look, I'll tell you what nuclear weapons would do for Iran right now. They would put them in the ballpark that if somebody tried to punch them in the eye, they could bloody somebody else's nose.
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
better friends? I've heard this time and time again. I know you've heard it, that fences make for good neighbors.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, when you have two bullies that are squaring off with each other, and one figures out that the other one can inflict damage on me and I don't like the pain, well, I'm not going to be so much of a bully. If we get these people to the table to talk, and I don't know exactly what Israel would be talking to Iran about, because I don't see any incursions or any intrusions from Iranian troops going into Israel. I don't see them over there blowing up anything, trying to topple their government or anything else. So I really don't see what they have to discuss. But if you take a look at this, with their wonderful roadmap to peace, John, when I started hearing those terms, roadmap to peace, I thought this is a plan for the obliteration of Israel's enemy list.
Yeah.
And that is anybody of Islamic that surrounds the Middle East, period.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm looking at this, and for the life of me, there has got to be a way to do this, but it is either out of the realm of my understanding, or we don't have any mechanisms inside our own government right now that can put a halt to this madness.
Mm-hmm.
And it is certainly, the cure to this is not going to be voting for Hillary Clinton in 2008.
You're not kidding.
Oh, man. I mean, she's so desperate, she's trying to look conservative.
Yeah. Well, it's a problem, but I think you're right. I mean, the contents of this letter, strangely enough, I think points exactly in the direction you're saying, that there is a kind of growing consensus, at least outside our borders, if not inside our borders, about the need to rethink the whole approach and the perception, I think, of how our foreign policy sort of goes over in the rest of the world is just getting worse and worse and worse by the minute. And I think that's a very positive thing, frankly. There's going to be a rude awakening as to, you know, how we're supposed to try to get along with other nations that share the planet with us.
Well, and John, I know that there's one group of people that have been smiling all the way to the bank. Well, let me rephrase that. It's the bankers themselves. Yeah. Because the United States had to borrow billions and into the trillions of dollars here for this little foray.
Yeah.
The same mechanism they've used over and over and over again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then we can see the periphery corruption there, Halliburton and all the other clowns that are making money off of the misery of people that shouldn't be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
With all the problems we have in the United States right now, we could ill afford to spend one single dime in the Middle East, let alone trillions of dollars.
Yeah.
John Sharp, we're out of time here, and I greatly appreciate I appreciate your insight. You have a grasp and an understanding. You know, one of these days I'm going to approach you about doing a show on this network.
Well, it'd be enjoyable. I'm afraid I have such trouble getting the phone to work and causing you enough problems. I don't know if that's sounds like you're a glutton for punishment. But,
we're in the 21st century. I think we can work something out.
Yeah, I can be trained, that's for sure.
John Sharp, thank you so much, my friend.
Okay, thanks. Talk to you again, John. Keep up the great work.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And folks, don't forget, NeoCond and NeoCond Again is available through Republic Broadcasting Network. Just go to the page, RBN Live. Read these volumes. Share your information with your friends and your neighbors. Again, and I'm having such a nice day, I want to reiterate the necessity for all you patriots out there to talk to other people. Quit talking to the choir and start talking to some strangers. You'd be amazed if you're a good a listener as you are a talker. You'd be amazed at how many friends and neighbors you can really, really make. We'll take the break here. We'll be back on the other side. I guess we got some special announcements from old JB. Let's get him on the horn. We'll be right back.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The classic rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
All right, we're back closing out this edition of the National Intel Report. Tomorrow, I guess, Desi will be doing my program. I'm sorry. No, tomorrow's Thursday. Just when I taught you guys how to tell time, now I got to teach you on the days of the calendar. Okay. At any rate, I've got Jeff Bennett with me. Hello, Jeff.
Oh, John, what a day this has been.
Oh, really?
I have to tell you, as this market heats up, gold, silver, all this stuff, don't ask me. Silver's at about 1450 right now. Silver's up, or gold's up around 708. So the markets continue to move forward, but the absolute shock of a life came today. When I got a call from one of our clients who had been having a difficult time reaching me, and he finally got through. But in the interim, there's another company that over the years he's been buying some stuff from.
Uh-huh.
And it is a company that is also in the land of 10,000 lakes, not the company many of you are thinking about, but the original rare coin company out of the state of Minnesota. I'll tell you what, you and I have talked about this on the air. These companies that come out charging 40% markups for single so-called rare coins that aren't even rare, this is the worst I've ever seen. How about a 40% markup on a bag of junk silver?
No way.
Ladies and gentlemen, junk silver, old dimes, quarters, half dollars. In this particular case, by the way, it was a bag of half dollars. And they quoted this guy, and I fell out of my chair. I said, no, you must have got this wrong. $14,029. Now, for the listeners out there who are uneducated, look, a bag of junk silver's got 715 ounces of silver in it. Take that times spot. There's a little bit of shipping, a small amount of premium. At the same time that he was quoted $14,029, at that very moment, I was able to get him a bag of junk silver through Republic Trading Group at $10,680 delivered.
Ah.
Now tell me somebody isn't getting bent over on that deal.
Well, Jeff, you know, this is what I've been saying, and I've been criticized for doing this.
Well, too bad.
Well, and from quarters that I didn't expect, because, you know, there are people out there that do the wink and the nod, that they're depending on, you know, this person selling that particular product or commodity to keep going and say stay on the air, for instance. But how in God's green earth can you sleep at night knowing the company that is paying a few bills is out there just raping people repeatedly? I don't get it.
We quoted 10,680, whatever, just a little under 10,700. This company's quoting the guy over $14,000. Now, I must admit, there's a little bit of a caveat involved here. They were quoting him a special bag, guaranteed to be all Liberty half dollars. And he described the coin to me, which I said, well, wait a minute, those are Franklin half dollars. And so, you know, because this year they've issued the U.S. Mint has issued the new Franklin Memorial Silver Dollar. These guys are trying to play on this thing and say that the old Franklin halves are worth more than a walking Liberty half or a 1964 Kennedy half. Let me tell you what, we recently sold a brilliant uncirculated bag of 1964 Kennedy half dollars. Now, it doesn't matter politically what anybody thinks, but Kennedy has got this whole mystique of this country. We all know that. But a brilliant uncirculated bag, and all the client had to pay was a $300 premium over a normal junk bag. So even if I could have at that moment in time gotten this full bag of half dollars, $1,000 face value of the Franklin half dollars, it still only would have cost our client $10,980, not the $14,000.
I don't know. Maybe that was a special bag because somebody prayed over it.
No, wrong company.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's another shyster group out there.
I had to share this with the audience. Look, ladies and gentlemen, very quickly, John, we are not always, I don't care.
15 seconds, Jeff.
Yeah, I don't care where anybody goes shopping. You can pick up the phone 3 seconds later and always find somebody to undercut your price. Republic Trading Group will offer you fair prices, great deals, as long as we possibly can. Take advantage, 1-800-691-7898. We'll treat
you
fairly.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the